You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Sabri Benishore. Demand for mortgages in the U.S. fell more than 6% last week. Applications for mortgages are now 19% lower than they were a year ago, bringing demand to its lowest point in 22 years. This is according to the Mortgage Bankers Association. This is all, of course, because of rising interest rates. The Federal Reserve has been raising rates to lower demand in the economy and ultimately fight inflation. Housing is particularly sensitive to interest rates, as you might imagine. Susan Schmidt is head of U.S. equities with Exchange Capital Resources and joins us. Good morning.
Good morning.
So a 22-year low in demand for mortgages, is that a good thing or a bad thing?
It is important to note that interest rates are going up, and when that happens, it impacts the economy. And a big way that that impact happens is through housing. The mortgages get more expensive. So we're seeing that as interest rates have risen, we're seeing the customer back off from thinking about that new home purchase. And that's really trickling through, generating this extreme number that you saw today.
Does falling demand, as we're seeing for mortgages for homes, mean that the Federal Reserve's raising of interest rates is starting to have an effect on inflation?
Increased interest rates are certainly having an effect on the desire to take on a mortgage. And so we're seeing that. The Fed is worried about inflation. Housing is just one component of that. I do think that this is a sign that increased interest rates are putting a dampener on the economy, and that is what the Fed is trying to do.
Susan Schmidt, head of U.S. equities at Exchange Capital Resources, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.